Hi, I'm Mark Harlan. This is issue 2 of Geek Radio. Today is April 8th, 1999, and I'm in the office of Special Agent Chris Von Holt from the Secret Service. We're going to talk about Secret Service agents, what they do, how they get where they are. So let's start straight off and talk about becoming a Secret Service agent. What do you have to do to actually be a Secret Service agent?
Well, it's a civil service job. Many of our people have got advanced degrees. Many of the people have had former law enforcement experience, military experience. We've got a real eclectic group, just about any kind of background you can think of. It's a really a great group of people, to be honest. It's probably the one asset that we have as an agency is our personnel. But again, it's just a civil service job. You've got to be 21 years old. You've got to have at least a four-year degree. And again, most of our people have advanced degrees. You've got to be in decent physical condition, medical condition. Your eyesight's got to be good. You've got to be at least 20/60 in either eye, correctable to 20/20. And that's really it. The stated criteria is not that stringent, but again, the hiring process is.
Is there a maximum age on what you can be to apply?
Yeah, 35 is the maximum. And that's just because of the retirement system. You've got to put a certain amount of years in. And also because it's a job where it's strenuous. It's tough being out there at, you want to be out there at 60 years old, chasing down the bad guys or running next to the limo like you see on TV.
Right. Is there a physical requirement as part of the exam as well?
There's a physical fitness test, and there's also a medical test. The physical fitness test is a mile and a half run, how many pull-ups you can do in a minute, how many sit-ups in a minute, how many push-ups in a minute. Then they take a body fat composition, blood pressure, and it's just a general observation of your overall physical ability. The medical is just a comprehensive medical exam.
Right. And I assume that the people who are working at the Secret Service who are not agents don't have to go through the same type of things. In other words, you don't have to run a mile and a half to be the mail clerk.
Right, right.
When they hire people into the Secret Service, do they prefer someone that has a background or a history outside of sort of government service, so someone that's actually done something else before they get hired into the Secret Service, or do they care about that?
Most of the people have done some other things before taking this job. Again, most of the people have either got a law enforcement background or a military background or a business background that is suitable to the job. Right now we're looking for people that are skilled in computers. Some of our investigations are financial crimes investigations, where either they're specific investigations regarding computer crime or at least having a knowledge of how computers work and how the banking industry works is really advantageous to the investigation. So they're always looking for a diverse group of people, physically, ethnically, racially. We're always looking to expand our group in all those ways. And they really have a very stringent screening out process during the background investigation, so you're always looking for people that are top-notch in all categories.
Well, let's talk more about that. The screening out process specifically, how does that work? How do they go about selecting who's there? What kind of tests do you have to go through? That type of thing.
If you were to walk in today to apply, you'd have to fill out the necessary paperwork, of course, which is the usual government forms. Then you'd have an initial interview with either the special agent in charge or one of the other supervisors, such as myself. That would last an hour and a half, just kind of a general background conversation about who you are and what you do, what you've done previously, what you expect this job to be. I'd give you my version of what the job's all about. Then if I felt that you were someone that we would be interested in, you'd come back in eventually for the TEA exam. It's a Treasury Enforcement Agent exam. And that's just a civil service type exam. It's fairly difficult, actually. Most people don't pass it. If you do pass that, you'd come back for a panel interview among three of the senior agents. And that's 20 set questions with as many follow-up questions as they deem necessary to see how you react to certain situations and what your thought processes are regarding various situations you might run into. If you score high enough on that, where the three agents think that you would be a good applicant. You go on from there. There's another couple more interviews. Eventually, you wind up taking a polygraph test. You take a urinalysis, a medical exam. Then there's a home interview, which is very important. You'd sit down with the agent applicant's spouse and make sure that he or she knows what the job's all about. This is a difficult job, but it's probably more difficult on the spouses. The agents are away from home quite often. They work a lot of nights, a lot of weekends, and there's a fair amount of stress level on the job. So you really got to make sure that the spouse is on board with all that. If he or she isn't, then the agent's going to have a horrible time and just won't make it.
Right.
Then after that, that's pretty much it. You do the background investigation, which is very thorough. We've had police officers, people from other agencies that have gone through their backgrounds and have passed. They've gotten those jobs. And we've found out things in the background that we don't like and have not passed them on our background.
Let's go back to the first exam you said that's relatively difficult to pass.
Right, the TEA exam.
Right. What is it about that exam that makes it difficult to pass? I mean, are they asking you questions like, what album did Kiss quit wearing their makeup? Or here's a chest position against Boris Spassky, show us how what you do? Or
no, it's just a, it's almost like a college entrance exam where it's primarily English skills. There's some mathematics in it, reading comprehension. They have you look at a page that's a scene, and then you have to turn the page, and they'll ask you various questions about that scene. How many people were on the street corner? What type of car was it? Things that are testing your observational abilities, which obviously in law enforcement is a good thing to have. So it's nothing tricky. It's nothing esoteric. It's just stuff that most people are fairly good at, but we set the level fairly high where we're only taking the people that are quite good.